You know, hi, me are the boss DJ. No DJ, boss DJ, like the boss DJ, boss DJ. Me are the boss DJ. I say greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is April the 12th, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the science of the universe, obedience to the sacred divine masculine charge and the sacred divine feminine charge in the universe, positive charge, negative charge, creating energy, soldier of love. Love is the energy that we have rejected, that has turned into unavailable, unused energy that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families now turn into entropy or disorder and chaos. So, Easter sisters and brothers, the 12 signs of the zodiac, Leo to Aries, Leo into Virgo into Aries, teaches us of our resurrection. As the sun from the time of winter solstice on the cross, resurrection, December 25th of the S-U-N sun, after 3 days and three nights on the celestial cross, all of scripture is descriptive of the scientific realities of the universe. And to the extent that we adhere to the science of the universe, we benefit greatly from such adherence to the science of the universe. So, the sun resurrected December 25th. Now moving from the south to the north, really the earth in juxtaposition to the sun, causes us to view the sun as moving from the south to the north, the earth warming, the days getting longer. And then when the sun crosses the equator, that's the Passover. That's the African Hebrew tradition of Passover. All of this is the science of the universe. All of this is quantum physics, quantum mechanics. And if I remember correctly, is it not the case that the earth for a period of time remains vertical? Absolutely. Yeah. That's why you have spring equinox. The spring equinox, when it hits, you have equal division of night and equal division of day because the earth is no longer on the wobble. Minister Louis Farrakhan, I thank you for such teaching that I have seen confirmed in the modern day scientists' rendering of the scientific universe. That wobble in the earth from Minister Louis Farrakhan teaching teaches us that the human being has a wobble. We're full of sins. We're full of hatreds and biases and prejudices. And so that wobble teaches us that we have flaws and defects. But in the spring equinox, as the sun is passing over the equator, and during that time in the African Hebrew tradition, you have atonement. Am I correct? You have atonement and the high priest going into the Holy of Holies, making atonement for the masses of the people and our sins and faults and defects, that we may get it right, get it straight with the Almighty, get it right, get it straight with each other, love each other, protect each other, stand up for each other, liberate each other. And so that the earth for a period of time is absolutely vertical. As the Masonic sisters and brothers would say, standing on the square, in the perfect upright position, 90 degree angle. In other words, if you look at the floor in the horizontal, you and me standing vertical on the floor, we make a 90 degree angle, standing vertical, standing perpendicular. So now the sun is able to strike the earth in equal division, you might say, equal distribution. And so this is to teach us to stand vertical and receive the knowledge and wisdom represented by the sun, equal distribution, so that we may forward in absolute obedience to the Almighty and obedience to the science of the universe. And then after the Passover, you have Easter and you have the resurrection. The end of March, beginning of April, you have the resurrection of the SUN sun. I was talking of all of this information with one of my co-workers, Brother E. Wonderful, my wonderful brother, whom I love with all of my heart. And he began to say, okay, Leo and Virgo. And he put up his hand in the rendering that is given to Jesus, Yahushua, where he puts his hand up and shows the thumb and the forefinger and the middle finger and the outward position, three fingers out, and then the index and the pinky are down. I know you have seen this rendering before, but maybe have not given it any thought, as I have not given it too much thought other than to say maybe that represents the Trinity. You take the right hand, put the thumb out. You put the forefinger up and the index finger up. You take the thumb, the forefinger, and the middle finger, put them out. You take the index, I think they call it, and the pinky, and put them down. So from the thumb, you count 1, 2, 3. Those fingers are out. That is how they show Jesus with his hands. My brother E said, when you look at the first two fingers, they form an L. Then when you look at the two inside from the thumb, they form a V, which is that peace sign that we throw up every now and then. My brother E said the L looks to him like that's Leo, and the V looks to him like that's the Virgo. I said, brother, you have absolutely hit on the truth. We have been looking at Leo and Virgo, looking at the science of the virgin birth, immaculate conception, that had nothing to do with the human being in this form that the human being is right now, because this original virgin birth took place 4.5 billion years ago with the birth of the sun, and that cycle of 12 months yearly from Leo to Virgo, that virgin birth has no bear. We as human beings have no power over that virgin birth. Leo into Virgo, all the way into Aries, and then Taurus over into the sign before Leo, showing us the whole cycle. Leo to Aries 9 months, and Taurus to the sign in front of Leo 3 months, giving us 12 months in circular circumnavigation. This is such wonderful science to understand, because with this science we will know and understand how we are to be born again through virgin birth, immaculate conception under the sign of Virgo. Talk about the science with your sisters and brothers. Talk about this science with your friends, with your relatives, because you never know whom is going to add to that which you already know. Now, I've been deep into the science, sisters and brothers. I have a special collector's edition of the Scientific American, and this edition deals with time, T-I-M-E, time. I also recently purchased the 5-volume Theology of Time lectures by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let me take a break, sisters and brothers.